has ears. Let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Well, what a wonderful thing to have God's name written on your forehead. Not in a literal sense. This is symbolic language, of course, as we've said many times before. But it's a clear indication, isn't it, of God's ownership of his people, of us. We shall belong to the Lord forever and ever. Thirdly, there will be happiness in paradise for the saints because there will be no more evil. As we read here, there will be no more night. Fourthly, there will be happiness for the saints because the Lord will give his people light. And I understand this in terms of the Lord giving his people understanding. In glory, we will see as we are. Now, we see a certain amount today as God reveals his truth to us in his word, but we see darkly, don't we, as through a mirror. There's still so much for us to understand and to see. But in glory, we will see as we ought, and we will think as we ought, and perhaps more wonderfully, we will behave as we ought. There will be no more evil. The curse will have been completely removed. And then lastly, the saints in heaven will be happy because they will reign forever and ever. Look at verse 5. There will be no more night. They will not need the light of a lamp or the light of the sun, for the Lord God will give them light, and they will reign forever and ever. And we might ask the question, reign over what? Indeed, reign over what? Well, I wonder whether the answer is found at the beginning of the Bible. I could be wrong, but I'm tempted to think that it is. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. It's the latter part of the verse that I'm interested in at this point. God blessed them, that is Adam and Eve, and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves along the ground. Adam and Eve became God's vice regents. In other words, God said to Adam and Eve, I'm putting you in charge of the earth that I have created. I'm giving you the responsibility to rule or to reign over it. Well, my understanding is, particularly from Romans chapter 8, is that God is going to renew not only you and I as believers, but this earth upon which we now live. He's going to make it new. And in a sense, Eden will be restored. I don't believe, you see, that we will spend eternity sitting on a cloud listening to an angel play a harp, even though it might play it nicely, forever and ever. Think how boring that would be. I can't imagine it would be exciting for a split second. But God is going to create all things new. And my understanding of the scripture is that in glory, there are going to be fish in their vast array, and there are going to be animals in their vast array, and there are going to be birds in their vast array, and there are going to be plants and bushes and flowers in their vast array. In other words, for eternity, we are going to be living on a tangible earth. with the glory of God that can be seen from every single point. And along with Christ, we shall reign over it all. The fish, the birds, the animals. As we finish, look at verse 20. In verse 20, we see that Jesus testifies to all that we've been talking about this evening, and indeed everything that's gone before in the book of Revelation. And he says, yes, I am coming soon. This is the response of John. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Well, my prayer would be, having looked at chapter 21 and the beginning of chapter 22, and having seen all that God has got in store for us as believers, that there might be something within us that would cry out like John and say, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. And make your promises a reality. Let's pray together, shall we? Lord, we thank you for all that you tell us at the end of this lovely book. Thank you that for believers the future is bright, very bright. We thank you that we have got so much to look forward to. We live in a world that's broken, a world that has been cursed, a world where there is war and famine and earthquake, a world full of disease and sin and disappointment. And heartache and pain of one kind or another. But we thank you that you plan to make all things new. And we as your people will be a part of all that you will one day bring about. And although we love our families, although there are so many good things to enjoy in this world, although there are responsibilities that we sense you would have us fulfill in this world, there is a part of us that would say, oh Lord, come. Come, Lord Jesus, so that we might taste and see all these things that you have promised to us. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, let's stand, shall we, and sing again before we come to a time of prayer. We're going to sing number 320, and the reason we're going to sing this one is because it mentions Eden restored. Let's stand and sing number 320 in the book.